Good morning. Welcome to the Tuesday morning devotion and prayer time from Impact Prayer Ministry. My name is Tom Lemler. I'm a staff member of the Deer Run Church of Christ in South Bend, Indiana, as well as the director of Impact Prayer Ministry. This week we're looking at God's grace, His all-sufficient grace. We kind of kick off the overriding theme with God telling Paul that His grace is sufficient, that Paul desired for what he called a thorn in the flesh to be removed, and God said that no, and that His grace was sufficient. And so this week we're going to be talking about, praying about, what it looks like to know that all-sufficient grace. And today's specific topic within that is the fact that we're saved by grace. And Acts 15:11 says, "No, we believe it is through the grace of our Lord Jesus that we are saved, just as they are." A little context, there's a debate, discussion, argument, however you want to describe it, going on about whether the Gentiles should become Jews or at least adopt the Jewish practices and customs and traditions in order to become a Christian. And within that, the answer is that it's God's gifting, it's God's grace that has saved them just as it has saved us. That we're not saved through the works, through something that we earn by adding up enough good deeds or right practices. But we're saved by God's grace in order to do good works. I think when I think about being saved by God's grace, there's a few things that come to mind, questions, things to consider at least. And one is, what are we saved from? Another is, what are we saved to? And the third would probably be, what are we saved for? And I've kind of addressed those in general terms already. The first, what are we saved from, ought to be obvious if we've spent any time in God's Word, and really if we've spent any time in the world. We're saved from sin. We're saved from separation from God. We're saved from the curse of death that was brought about by sin. We're saved from ourselves. Left to our own devices, we have a tendency to get ourselves into a pretty fair amount of trouble. And God has come, and through His grace, His undeserved favor extended towards us has saved us by paying that penalty with the blood of Jesus. What are we saved to? Well, we're saved to an abundant life. Jesus says that He came that we would have life and life to the full. And to realize, we talked yesterday about blessings from God's grace and how that isn't necessarily an accumulation of stuff. It isn't blessings according to the world standards all the time. And this life to the full kind of is the same. It's not that it's life to the full bank account. It's not life to the full garage. It's not life to the full whatever it is that we think we have to have. It's life to the full in the way that God meant it to be lived, and in companionship with Him. I think that's the thing that draws me in the most in the creation story, is that time between man and woman being created and their choice to sin, of walking with God in the garden. Even that fear of being seen by God, of needing to hide because of that full awareness that God's presence was there. And God calling out to them. See, we're saved to that. To a restoration of communion with God. We take part in the body and blood of Jesus when we gather around what we call a communion table, and yet each day we're saved to that walking with God. We're saved to His presence, and we often think of that primarily in terms of heaven, of an eventual arrival. And that's kind of the culmination, I believe, of what we're saved to, but we're saved to that kingdom life here on earth. What are we saved for? Well, that I've definitely mentioned. God says that we're saved by grace in order to do the good works that He created in advance for us to do. We're saved in order to represent Jesus. We're saved for our good and for the good of those around us. We're saved for a purpose. To be a witness. To be that lighthouse in the midst of the storm. To be the one that shines the light of Jesus everywhere we go. And yet all of that is being saved by God's grace. None of that is something that we're able to come up with and manufacture on our own. We can be good for a time. But the Bible says that all of our goodness, all of our righteousness are like filthy rags. What we can do on our own doesn't measure up to what's needed for salvation. It doesn't measure up to what's needed for what we need to be saved from. It doesn't measure up for what's needed for what we need to be saved to. And it doesn't measure up to what's needed for what we need to be saved for. It's God's grace. It's His goodness, His restoration, His acceptance, His compassion, His encouragement, so many other things, but I really think that those five elements that I talked about Sunday do a good job of encapsulating this gift of God in our life. And it's that gift of God that saves us. And that gift took on flesh, became human, walked earth as Jesus. And in obedience to His Father, He went to the cross and was crucified. Placed in a tomb because He was dead. And 3 days later, rose from the dead. Appeared to many. And ascended into heaven to sit at His Father's right hand. To prepare a place for those that would come to Him in faith, who would accept His grace, who would allow Him to transform their lives, that would repent. The message on the day of Pentecost, after Jesus had ascended into heaven and the disciples had waited for the Spirit to come upon them, was so powerful that the audience were convicted. They were, says, cut to the heart. They wanted to know, what should we do? And the answer was very clear. Repent and be baptized. Repent and be immersed is the actual language. That you would receive forgiveness of your sin and the gift of the Holy Spirit. This promise is for you and for your children and for all who are far off. That's the grace of God. It's not our work in baptism and being immersed. It's God's work extending His grace to us as we obey His word. And it's for everyone. It's not a matter of people following my rules or your rules or any man-made rules. It's a matter of people turning to God and accepting His grace and choosing to follow His rules with the help of His Spirit. Would you spend some time today praying with me? Father, thank You that You are a God that loves us. Your love has extended Your grace towards us in a way that saves us from our sin, saves us from destruction, saves us from eternal separation from You, saves us from that eternal condemnation that we deserve. All a salvation that we could never earn, that we could never be good enough to achieve, but is ours by Your grace. A grace that You extend to any who would accept it, who would turn to You, who would follow and obey, that their love for You would be evident by their devotion and obedience. Not that we do it perfectly, but that's our heart and that's what You look at. Father, today as we recognize Your grace saving us from such a terrible destination, we also recognize Your grace saving us to a beautiful home, to a full life, to a powerful witness, to being Yours, to being able to walk with You day in and day out. And we recognize that Your grace saves us for good works, for a purpose, for a task that You have created in advance for us to do here on earth. But Father, Your grace is extended not just to those that think like me and act like me and agree with me, but Your grace is extended to those that choose to change their mind and think like You. To those who choose to change their actions and act like You. To those who choose to change their ways and be like You. And so, Father, may we accept one another just as Your word tells us. Just as You accepted us with the grace that You accept us with. May Your love be evident. And may it grow in our life because of Your grace. May we recognize more fully each day how much we need that grace. And may that awareness help us to express that grace more freely, in the same measure that we need it. May we give it to others. God, today, may our life represent Jesus well. May we lift Him up in all that we say and all that we do, that many would be drawn to Him. It's in His name that I pray. Amen. This has been the Tuesday morning devotion and prayer time from Impact Prayer Ministry. Thank you so much for joining me today. I do pray that your day is greatly blessed by God so that you can be a blessing to others. Have a great day.